Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkey said today it is returning the body of a pilot who died after parachuting out of a Russian jet that was shot down by Turkish forces last week near the Turkey-Syria border. On Saturday, Russian President Vladimir Putin called for economic sanctions against Turkey. Earlier, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov challenged Turkey's commitment to fighting terrorism. He said there are still questions about Turkey's commitment to getting rid of terrorism, particularly with regard to Syria. Lavrov's comment was in response to Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's mocking Moscow's claim it's fighting the Islamic State with airstrikes in Syria. On Saturday, Mr. Erdogan voiced regret about the downing of the Russian plane, saying his country was truly saddened by the incident and wished that it had not occurred. The Islamic State-linked group Boko Haram has claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing in northern Nigeria that killed at least 22 people who were marching in a procession of Shiite pilgrims. The blast near the city of Kano came just days after two female bombers blew themselves up, killing at least 14 people, that is, wounding more than 100 others in a city of 2.1 million residents. Extremist attacks in the region have become routine in recent months. Voters in Burkina Faso are choosing a new president and a parliament. They're doing it today. Former President Blaise Compaoré tried last year to get rid of the constitutional term limits and make himself eligible for another term in office. That move brought protest and forced him to resign. Interim government followed, elections set for October, but a failed military coup postponed all of that. Results expected on Monday. This is VOA News.